And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 24th edition. Six game early, eight game main slate, two slates to break down for your early slate starts at 12:35 p.m. Eastern time, 9:35 a.m. Pacific time. So bright and early for all you West Coasters out there. Six game early, eight game main slate. Hope you guys had a good Tuesday. Wild night of action, as usual, as you'd expect on a 15 game slate. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDNTrick or join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord. If you give the podcast a rate review on iTunes or SoundCloud or Spotify, that'd be great. Or if you're watching on YouTube, give it the old thumbs up, leave a comment. That would be cool as well. Well, let's get at it. Six game early slate. The totals we have for now: Braves Pirates 8, Giants Tigers 7.5, Rangers Rockies 11, Marlins A's 6.5, Nats Mariners 7.5, Guardians Padres 7.5. So a lot of low totals outside of Coors Field on this early six-game slate. Let's look at the pitching here. Blake Snell's been outstanding. He's $9,800 versus Cleveland. The only caveat I will give you is Cleveland doesn't strike out a ton. They're striking out 19.5% of the time versus lefties this past month, hitting .245 with a 98 WRC+. I still think Snell's a decent play on a six-game slate. Just be careful of that scenario. There's some other really good options in the 9K range here. Like, you can go to Kyle Wright, who's bounced back nicely with four of his last five starts over 20 points. Really starting to get things going again as a legit ace. Gets the Pittsburgh Pirates on getaway day in Pittsburgh. That's a place you want to be. Pittsburgh striking out almost 25% of the time versus righties this past month, hitting .214 with a 106 ISO and a 71 WRC+. So Kyle Wright at $9,200. Outstanding play on this slate. George Kirby at 9,000 at home against Washington. I'm going to continue to pick on Washington, so that's a place you can go with Kirby. He's been very, very solid as well. At the same time, Jesus Luzardo's $8,500 at Oakland. Going back home here, coming off a great start against the Los Angeles Dodgers, 6 1/3, one earned, 7 Ks. He has 5 or more Ks in like 10 straight starts. Dude's got that going for him. He's going deeper into games. Now you get an Oakland Athletics team striking out 20% of the time versus lefty. He's hitting .232 with a 104 WRC+. So the payup spots are pretty strong. Like, I prefer to go right Luzardo, Kirby, but you can sneak in some Snell if you want. That's an option. Also, lots of interesting ways to go about it on this early slate. If you're looking for potential value, Cole Irvin is $7,200 at home against the Marlins. Irvin's coming off a couple bad starts in a row, but that's what you get with Irvin. It's kind of all or nothing with him. Now he faces the Marlins, striking out 31.4% of the time versus lefties this past month, hitting .193 with a .119 ISO and a 64 WRC+. That's a hashtag atrocious versus left-handed pitching. So Cole Irvin at 72 is definitely someone you can take a peek at on getaway day here. And if you're really feeling frisky, Matt Manning is $6,400 against the Giants. Two out of his last three starts, he's gotten over 23 DK points, five innings or more in three straight starts. He had one earned run in less than two of those, and five Ks or more in all three. So he's getting the strikeouts. He's going deep into games. Now you face a Giants team that's, you know, scuffling. They're nothing crazy. 23% K rate, 207 average, 81 WRC plus versus righties. So Matt Manning does check the box as a potential punt play. Like, you could legit go Manning and Irvin if you wanted to, or Manning and any one of the studs up top and get a ton of bats on this slate. It's very, very feasible. So I like Kyle Wright, Luzardo up top. You can sprinkle in Kirby. Then down below, Manning and then Irvin. That's kind of where I'm going on this six-game early slate. Let's talk pitching or hitting on this slate. You got Coors Field Special, Elias Diaz versus Martin Perez. Elias Diaz went deep on Tuesday. He's $4,600 versus Perez. But you can also, you know, we'll get some getaway guys. Jonah Heimann, Coors at 4K. I think that's still a great price tag. If you're not using Cole Irvin, Nick Fortes at $3,900 is a good one as well. The ball does carry a lot more during the day in Oakland, so keep that in mind. But Heim, Fortes, maybe Servin gets a start for Colorado at $3,800. Cal Raleigh versus Anibal Sanchez at 38. Seattle's in a really good spot there versus Anibal Sanchez. So a couple options there between 38 and 4K at the catcher's position. If you're going cheaper, Travis d'Arnaud went deep on Tuesday. He's $3,300 versus Mitch Keller. Joey Bart's $2,900 versus Manning. Shea Langeliers, if you feel like fading Luzardo, Langeliers is just a pure hitter. Not sure I need to go there, but it's an option for you. So definite options. There'll be even other cheapies based on getaway day. So keep an eye on the lineups. Otherwise, that 38 to 4K range is where I'm kind of focused right now. First base position for you. You can go to Josh Bell if you want. You got CJ Cronin. Coors been struggling tremendously, but does hit lefties very well in Coors. But Matt Olson at 48 versus Mitch Keller, I like a lot. Nathaniel Lowe, I talked about how cheap he was on Tuesday. He went deep. He's still $3,600 versus Jose Urania. Far too cheap. Far too cheap for that matchup. So just keep plugging him in if you feel like it. Montero of Colorado's 3K. He had the night off on Tuesday, probably back in the lineup versus the lefty Perez. Other than that, you know, Jesus Aguilar is $2,600 versus Cole Irvin. That's a great price point. Aguilar's been scuffling a ton. There's no sugarcoating it, but big discount for a potential GPP power bat like that. Second base position for you, you got Brendan Rodgers and Coors, Andres Jimenez versus Snell. Yeah. But Marcus Semien went deep on Tuesday, $4,900. Really good spot there. Jake Cronenworth, 45 versus Quantrill. If you want to go a little different than Coors. And then our boy Von Grissom's up to 25 now, $200 more. Got you another double-digit DK point night last night. Keep playing him as the discount play of the day at $2,500 against Mitch Keller. That's a really good price point for our buddy, Mr. Grissom. Third base position for you here. Machado's just fine at 62, if you so choose. But Austin Riley at 54, he had a nice game on Tuesday. Nice little price tag there. Eugenio Suarez in tournaments at 48 like that against Anibal Sanchez. Longo went deep on Tuesday night if you were feeling frisky at 3,500. But going below 3K now, maybe Brian Anderson at $2,500 versus Irvin. He does hit lefties decently, so that's another guy you can look at. And if Josh Smith cracks the Texas lineup, he's third base outfield eligible. He's 2K versus Jose Urania, so that could be a total punt if you need it. Shortstop position for you, Seager and Coors is awesome at 57 versus Urania. You don't mind Dansby if you want to at 52, but if you're paying up, I'd almost go all the way up. Or save a few bucks and go down to the likes of nobody. Shortstop's bad today. Brandon Crawford's 27. If you feel like punting the position, it's a bad position today. Oh, my goodness. I hope it's all in the night slate, boys and girls. Seager, Swanson, you could go Jose Iglesias and Coors. You can go in tournaments. O'Neill Cruz versus Kyle Wright. I like Kyle Wright. But, man, shortstop's brutal. Brutal on this slate. Outfield, J-Rod at 6K versus Anibal. I like a lot. I don't mind Acuna Jr. as well at $5,900. I love that price tag on J-Rod because – at that price point of 6K, people are like, nah, I'm not going to pay that price, and gets a slower ownership and a phenomenal matchup. A few other guys going down below 5K now. Brian Reynolds, if you are fading Kyle Wright, I'm just going to keep playing him. He's stroking it. But Michael Harris, the second at $4,300, done a nice night for him on Tuesday. Jesse Winker at 4K is a good play against Anibal Sanchez. I like Seattle as an alternative to some of these other games we've been talking about. Cheaper plays, low 3Ks. You know, Trent Grisham, if he's leading off for San Diego at 34, that's not too bad. Few others going below 3K now. It is a rough, rough slate. That's why the totals are all low except for Coors. It's two, geez. Maybe Eddie Rosario if he cracks the lineup at $2,500. He's been dealing with an injury. I mentioned Brian Anderson earlier. He's third base outfield eligible at $2,500. Bubba Thompson in Coors is only 2K. That's a really, really good value. And then Bernard of Colorado, he's 2K. He's been playing great in his limited action there. So you got a couple of nice cheapies. You might not need to punt pitching today. You might be able to just load up on all the chalk value in Coors because there's plenty of it to be had. So recapping your pitching, it's Kyle Wright, Lizardo up top, but sprinkle in some Kirby. If you're punting, I like Matt Manning and Cole Irvin. If you're stacking things up, Atlanta versus Mitch Keller is in play. Coors 100% prefer Texas, but both are definitely in play in that matchup. I think Miami versus Irvin's a little interesting. San Diego as well. If Soto's back, he was scratched with back tightness on Tuesday night, right before the game. And then Seattle's kind of the nice one against Anibal Sanchez. He might be able to get under the radar just a little bit in that one. So we'll see how that one plays out. All right, 8-game evening slate for your main slate for you, starting at your 7:05 p.m. Eastern time, 4:05 p.m. Pacific time on this slate. Reds, Phillies, 8.5. White Sox, Orioles, 8.5. Angels, Rays, 7. Twins, Astros, 8. D-backs, Royals, 8.5. So low totals on this slate as well. And here's your pitching. Shane McClanahan at 10.9. He's been scuffling a bit lately, going up against the Angels, who got shut down on Monday. And Shane did bounce back with 24 points his last outing against Kansas City, but it's been a rough go before that start. And he had to grind through that one. I remember watching that one. The fact he got the 24 points is pretty impressive. The Angels aren't the walkover they used to be. They still aren't great, but only striking out 22% of the time. But they do have a 211 average, 73 WRC plus versus lefties. And to be honest, Shane O'Mac's a beast. So if you want to pay 10.9 for Shane, you can. Or you save cash. You go down to the likes of Andrew Heaney. He's a boomer bust type pitcher. We know it. 20 points in his last outing against Milwaukee. He only went 4 2/3. But the kicker, the 10 strikeouts. Because you're facing a Milwaukee Brewers team, like we talked about a couple nights ago, dreadful versus lefties. 31.3% K rate, 187 average, 68 WRC plus. So Andrew Heaney at 98 is very, very nice on this slate. I also like some Zach Gallen at 95. He's been outstanding this season, coming off a 42-point performance his last time out. He has 30 or more points in 3 straight starts. Zach Gallen, one of those starts was in Coors Field. He has been beast mode right now. And against the Kansas City Royals team, striking out 25% of the time versus righties over the past month with an 81 WRC+. So love me some Gallen, like a Heaney-Gallen combo. Sounds quite attractive. You can go to Singer if you want to pivot off of one of those guys against Arizona at $9,200. I don't mind it. Singer's really, really good. but I prefer Heaney and Gallen up top here. And then it's Punt City. It's Punt City on this slate. Mikolas is always in tournament plays at $7,900. It's a Cubs team that's pretty bad. They're getting shut down in the doubleheader against St. Louis on Tuesday. So we'll see how they bounce back on Wednesday. But 24% K rate, and God knows what they did on Tuesday. The way they're hitting, that could be up to like 26th the way they're playing. So Mikolas at 79 against the Cubbies is a very intriguing play. But other than that, it's pretty brutal. Pretty brutal at first glance. So it's like Mikolas, Gallen, Heaney, Shane O'Mac. That's where I'm looking on this A-game slate. Pitching is not for the faint of heart at this recording time. Maybe things will change throughout the day on Wednesday, but this is not good at all. Let's talk about the bats with these bad pitchers. Catcher's position for you. JTR is definitely a play at 5,600 over Zouk. Philadelphia, right back at it. Right back at it. Get some on that. Don't mind Will Smith either. Adrian Houser, not great. Not great. So, but JTR, if I'm paying up at 56, is where I look to go. Remember, with Giolito on the bump, we want righties against Giolito, but I don't mind Adley Rutschman at 52. If you're stacking Baltimore, that's fine. Otherwise, pay up for JTR or just save some cash and drop down to the likes of Danny Jansen versus Bayo at $3,200. Gary Sanchez, nope. Go to Danny Jansen at 32. That's where I would look on that one. And then other than that, maybe no, not even going there. There's not a ton unless we get some interesting starts, because there are some 2K guys down here, but we'll see who starts. So maybe a pay-up spot at catcher or a random mid-priced guy. First base position, though, you got Goldie in a really good spot there versus Farrell and some Cubs bullpen at 62. It's a great spot for the Cards again on Wednesday night. So look to target that. Don't mind Freeman versus Houser. Lefties get to Houser quite well, but I prefer Goldie at 62. If I'm going up, or give me Hoskins at 47 versus Zouk. That's a very enticing spot with the Phillies on this slate. Mountcastle went deep on Dylan Cease on Tuesday. I mentioned righties versus Giolito. Mountcastle at 4K would be a nice tournament play there versus Giolito. Don't mind Trey Boo Boo at 39 versus Bundy as well. Other options, if you are fading Heaney, because he will give up home runs, we know this. Keston Hira is in a beast mode right now. He has 3K. That is a great tournament play. Really good. Excuse me. Yeah, Keston Hira, a great tournament play at $3,000. Albert Pujols, a good tournament play at 23 as well. The dude's just doing ungodly things. I think he's getting he has to be getting piss tested at least once a night, if not in between games or in between innings. I don't know, but it's crazy what he's doing as well. Second base, Altuve's fine at 52. He just continues to produce. But if you're going to get crazy, Nolan Gorman at 48 is a very good tournament play, because most won't play that price point for a guy hitting in the middle of that St. Louis order. So if you're stacking St. Louis, make sure Gorman, that's a good piece of a St. Louis stack. Tommy Edman went deep on Tuesday, so he is alive. That's good to see, but I'm still not loving him, but he is alive. Gene Segura at 41 is very nice in your Philly stacks. Again, if you want to fade Heaney, Luis Urias at 35 is an interesting fade piece as well. So you can get some value with these Brew Crew bats. If Heaney's going to be chalky, definitely an angle to pursue on this slate. If you are going to fade Jose Barrios, which is not the worst thing to do, Christian Arroyo is only $2,600 and he's continued to produce. So I like that as a value on this slate. And that's the first real value that kind of stands out outside of either Keston Hira or Albert Pujols. Third base, you can go Devers at 59 against Barrios. No problem with that at all. But Arenado at 56, he went deep on Tuesday night. That's a good spot there at 56 hundo. Don't mind Bregman at 48 versus Bundy. He's in play for you. Chapman at 47. If I'm paying up, though, I kind of want to get all the way to Arenado if I can. Otherwise, probably Bregman, the way he's swinging the bat in that Houston team versus Bundy. Seems like a juggernaut ready to explode on Wednesday night. Muncy at 44 is a good play versus Houser. I like that a lot, the way he's swinging the bat, especially lefty versus Houser. That's a good look for you. You got Alec Baum in your Philly stacks. Otherwise, I don't want anything to do with Alec Baum. I mentioned Luis Urias at $3,500. Ramon Urias, if you want to go full fade to Giolito, he's $3,300 for the O's. He's another guy. Brendan Donovan, a good cheaper piece of St. Louis, $3,200 versus Farrell. So you want to get a St. Louis stack. You want some value. Brendan Donovan could be one of your pieces there. So keep him on the radar for you as well. Shortstop, you got Trey Turner at 61 is a good spot. But if you're not paying up there, you're going to save. Willy Adames at 48 versus lefties, always in play. Jorge Mateo at 39. I love the price tag on Bryson Stott at $3,900. Be nice if he starts the top of the order. But either way, I think it's a really good price point. Another contrarian piece of St. Louis, because St. Louis probably will be popular on Wednesday. Paul DeJong at $3,800 is a contrarian piece there. But I kind of like that stock price at $3,900. Don't mind DeJong in tournaments in a St. Louis stack. and of course, no value at shortstop. Keep an eye on it, though. Gunnar Henderson, there's rumors that he's going to get called up any day now for Baltimore. If he does, he's an awesome, awesome ball player, and he's 2K. So just be ready for that when it does happen. Outfield position for you, Betts is great at 63, but Schwarber at 6K might be my favorite pay-up spot in the outfield going up against Zouk. I love Philly on this slate, but I won't be alone on that. Rosarena is crushing baseballs. He's $5,300 and no one rosters him, so keep that in mind. Tampa Bay is a great stack as well. Again, going up against Mayers, that could be a really low owned play. They put up like 11 runs on Tuesday, so keep an eye on them. Said Mullins at 51, I like that quite a bit. Same with Anthony Santander. I know they're both lefties, but if you're stacking up Baltimore, there's a good pay-up spots. Tyler O'Neill went deep on Tuesday. He's $4,900. He kind of gets overlooked a bit in those St. Louis stacks right now because most people pay up for Goldie and Arenado and then try to save some cash elsewhere. O'Neill's a good piece to slide in there as well. Kyle Tucker at 45 is just too good. Like, that's like almost a cash lock type play. Really good value there. You got Castellanos against Zouk at 44. Most might go left-handed bats for Zouk, so Casty's a good tournament look at 4,400. Cheaper options, if you're on full Heaney stack, Hunter Renfro's $4,400, or 4K, I mean, I like that. I keep telling you, Eloy Jimenez is on fire. He went deep in the first inning on Tuesday. He's $3,800, way too cheap for Spencer Watkins. Andrew McCutchen, I wrote about him at Fantasy Pros this week, what he's doing versus left-handed pitching, it's pretty darn impressive. He's $3,700 versus Andrew Heaney. So part of me wants to make a Brew Crew stack because I think Heaney will be popular. And it's all or nothing with the Brew Crew because they have a ton of power against lefties, but they have a ton of strikeouts. So it's get some or don't. It's very simple with them. Franmil Reyes at 31, still very tournament viable at that price point. Below 3K, Jake Fraley, it's lefty-lefty, but I kind of dig it. So keep an eye on that one with Jake Fraley at 2,800. Lars Nootbaar at 26 is outstanding, likely leading off for St. Louis. One of the better values on the entire slate. Very good value with Lars Nootbaar. Big, big fan of that one. Then other than that, maybe Chaz McCormick at 22 if he's in the lineup. See if Haggerty's playing. There's a few options as well, but that's about it for the bats. Recapping your pitching, Heaney and Gallon's my 1-2 up top. Maybe Gallon Heaney if I rotate it around 1-2 that way. Don't mind Shane O'Mac if you want to. And then Mikolas to 79, so kind of keeping a tight pitching situation there. Baltimore versus Giolito. Remember, righties is what you want to attack him with, but don't sleep on Mullins and Santander. Not at all. And you can go White Sox if you want to, but Baltimore's a sneakier stack there. Really like Philadelphia versus Zouk. That's a really good spot. Tampa Bay could be a sneaky stack as well against a bad pitcher. Boston versus Berrios and Toronto versus Bayo. That's got some. There's a lot of interesting options here, but I'm leaning Philadelphia and Tampa Bay. Love St. Louis. Love them a lot. I think a lot of people will. Houston's definitely in play. And then Milwaukee sneaky Dodgers will be popular as well, but like Milwaukee and Tampa Bay are kind of my sneakies. Love Philadelphia, love St. Louis. That's kind of where I'm looking at things at this point of the recording, but it's gonna be a fun one, folks. Six game early again, starting at 12:35 p.m. Eastern time, 9:35 a.m. Pacific time. Lots of good stuff there. And then an 8-game main slate. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. Join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord. Give the old podcast a rate and review on iTunes and Spotify. If you're watching it on YouTube, give the old thumbs up. Leave a comment in the comment section. Also, if you guys like season-long fantasy content, Bench with Bubba coming at you 3 times this week, Tuesday night, recording Bubba and the Bat Flip, another recap of the week in Fab. Wednesday, Eric Samulski for you, and Thursday, Bubba and the Bloom. So lots of great stuff there. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode in the books. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 24th edition. I'm out.